All right, guys, this is the JK Show. Justin and Kevin, I'm going to keep this. I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
So far, this is great.
We wanted to put our plugs at the beginning of the show so we don't forget. You can always email the show, podcast@justincomedy.com, or you can call us at 408-228-4911.
Or cat4911.
There's a new one already? Yeah. All right. My shows, I got June 4th, I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. June 18th, I'm at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club in Ventura, California. June 25th through the 28th, I'm at Pepper Bellies with Darren Carter in Fairfield, California. And I'm just going to throw this one in. July 1st through July 5th, I'm at the Ontario Improv featuring with Darren Carter as well in Ontario, California.
Sweet. If you want to hang out with me, I'm going to see Star Trek at the Arclight on June 3rd, Wednesday night at 8:30 in the Dome. You can go to arclightcinemas.com.
Yo, 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 everybody listen to the JK Show. It's very funny, I guarantee. You're gonna laugh until you pee. There's Justin Warsham and Kevin Miller. These guys are bona fide lady killers. But the good kind of lady killers, not the kind that actually kill ladies. It's the JK Show.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I don't think we're on.
We're on. Everybody's on.
I don't hear me.
You don't like you?
I don't. How about now?
JK Show!
I think, here's what I think. I think that you're used to, everybody is quiet to me. Let me make sure, hold on.
Are we rolling?
Wow.
Is this thing on?
Hold on, we'll crank you up a little bit
I do enjoy that you laugh at the same point every time in that song.
It gets me every single time, the exact same way.
And you actually laugh, exactly, so it's like laughing in stereophonics.
How are we that? Are we better on
you? Yeah, I feel good. Okay. I feel good about this level.
All right, Engineer there's something Warsham. Wrong with my headphones, and I'm not sure why. Let me make sure that I'm plugged into the right input
here. This has been the most technically advanced episode we've ever done of the JK Show.
I learned what a bed was.
Really? You didn't ever heard that term?
I've heard of the word bed.
Yeah, but you've never heard it applied to production?
As in, wow, this has been a 15-hour shoot. I'm going to bed.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Costa Ritalis.
Ritalis in the Heezy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Constantine Anthony now.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know who this other gentleman is you're talking about.
Wait, what just happened?
He killed his predecessor, Costa Ritalis.
And in my world, you keep what you kill.
Yeah. he's now legally...
Is this a Greek thing? Or is this what this is?
It's the rite of passage.
Go watch some 300.
So the Costa that I know is now... Now I need to refer to him as Constantine Anthony.
Yes, Constantine Anthony.
Because this is your stage name, or this is your official name?
It was my stage name. Uh-huh. It is now my professional name. And as of February, it is my legal name.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's right. That's
no longer a Ritalis.
No. I got married. I had to change my name.
Wait, what? No,
did your wife take
you
that
You took
name
your wife's name?
No, she didn't. She kept her own name because she knew I was changing. So it's like... Right. What's she going to change?
So she's not going to be Anthony?
No, she's not going to be Anthony, no.
So what happens to the Ritalis family line?
Well, I have a brother.
Okay. And a sister.
Sorry, yes. I giggled because I was like, what if? Because I know that the Ritalises are out of the Castro Valley. So I was like, what if?
Bay Area what?
Exactly. What if his brother is gay and then it ends up that the Ritalis line
He is,
ends?
Though, right?
Wow.
Wait, is he really? Okay, good. I was like...
He's probably listening right now.
I know.
He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met, your brother.
That's because he's gay.
That's why I thought.
I know.
This is one part bit, one part real, all gay.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. If he's not gay, I would like to know why he was hitting on me when I met him.
Are we 30 seconds in and we're already offending at least one or two people that I know?
Wow, we're behind.
We're only offending your brother and his boyfriend, I think, at this point. So, yes, you're right. Okay, I'll give you that.
The first time I met your brother, we were at Comedy Sports up in San Jose, and he was in one of the bathrooms after the show, and so I knocked on it, and he was like, oh, I'm in here. And so I went around to the other bathroom, knocked on it, and you made the exact same sound. Oh, I'm in there. I'm like, how was Costa in both of the bathrooms? I didn't understand how it was possible.
Because that's the thing. Costa sounds gay to me, too, when he talks. So that
really?
Makes perfect sense to me. No.
I wish we had an online call.
I'm just all about the idea of offending his...
Constantine. We have to get used
to
that.
I can't call you Costa?
Yeah.
Tell me.
You would prefer it, right?
You've
got a lot of work.
Yes. You know what? You're right. I have done a lot
of
work, Kevin.
Because you came
Thank
to
you.
The Church Thank in Hollywood's you. Improv night in March.
By the way, which is awesome, Justin hasn't been.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't.
I was a jerk. I was at home, literally sitting at home.
I have been to every single one of them. So, and you have
only
missed
one.
Every single one of them.
It's 100%, though.
Oh. Yeah. I thought there was a second one that I missed, because you said there's right. another one in the works.
I just didn't bother telling you.
Did I hurt you that hard?
I just didn't want to be disappointed again.
Didn't I? And I apologize for that.
But everybody knew you as Constantine afterwards. For days and days, they're like, gosh, that Constantine was so funny. You got to bring that Constantine back.
I even knew some people. I showed up and I didn't realize I knew people there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're just kitty corner from IO at IOWest.com.
I live closer to IO than
you
do.
We did the plugs.
Yeah. Sorry. Can we not plug anything else?
No, I'm kidding.
I also am a big fan of eggs. CaliforniaEggs.org.
That's why we have the thing at the top of the show, Kevin.
Can I not plug any more websites?
No, you're not.
Kittens.com.
You're not Wilford Brimley. You cannot support the eggs. They already have a spokesman. Actually live two floors closer to IO than you do.
Just for clarification, he lives two floors directly underneath Kevin, and we are at Kevin's apartment now.
This is good details, yeah, because we're here at our apartment, and the
Theater
reason why Darren and I live here is because of Constantine.
That's right.
Because when we first moved here...
I built the building.
He did. We knew him as Costa.
Yeah.
And our Costa.
His predecessor built this building.
Right. And we showed up, and Constantine showed us his apartment, which is the exact same floor plan as this apartment, two floors below, and Darren and
I'm in 210 and you're in 410.
Right. We walked around your apartment and said, okay, we'll take it. never having seen our apartment, we started renting.
Now, did you tell this stranger Costa that you were going to take it, assuming he was the manager? Or
yeah, at the time.
But he was a very powerful and influential
man. He had two
man.
Hats. One that said renter and one that said rentee. He just kept ducking behind the counter and
wait,
was it like, oh, he swapped? I thought it was Sherlock Holmes style and he just had to spin it. Like there was bills on both sides.
No, that's silly. Because then we wouldn't be able to prove that he's not the same guy.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Completely silly as opposed to the idea that he's swapping behind a counter.
Have you never seen I Love Lucy or Avatar The Last Airbender? They did the same bit on that show.
Which well, then that's why I don't get it because I didn't
Barkley,
see it.
If you still have my Avatar The Last Airbender, you need to give that back to me.
Joseph Barkley? Does Joseph he listen Barkley. To the show?
He does, yeah.
He works okay.
Anyone group. Who listens to the show, do not rent Avatar The Last Airbender from Joseph Barkley. It's not his.
Sorry if we hear a noise right now. I just realized that we could have people calling into the show.
Ooh,
and I didn't turn on Skype. That's we have voicemails.
Oh, let's listen to voicemails.
It says, says right here that we have voicemails.
It's the JK Show.
You're not Two Tramp.
Let's that? See.
What? Not what?
You're not the singer.
Two Tramp? Nice. You don't think I'm... I think I sound like him.
I think I'm the only guest who's listened to the most of your shows.
That may be true.
Maybe Teresa.
I don't think she listens. Shouldn't we screen these?
Yeah, no, I should have, but I just did because there's nothing on them. That beep you heard was the only content on the three voices. Here's the thing that's weird about Skype that I've learned is that you set up a phone number. I've been contacted by a university as a vendor. Mm-hmm. Like, they said that we want to update your vendor profile because we've tried to, like...
Well, did you let your profile slip behind?
I don't know this lady. I had to call her back and say, you called into a podcast. She goes, oh, I thought that's what it said, but she thought it was something else. I don't know. And
you know, I heard podcasts, but I still wanted to
sell
my product.
Exactly.
So do you want any magazines? Or?
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing. Like, whoever had the number before us was the person selling stuff.
Right.
This person was calling because they wanted to pay them or something to that
maybe
effect.
Maybe it's someone selling promotional Yankee bats during 9/11. That's
maybe.
What it would be. Bat for 911 would be the number.
Bat X.
Wow. Did you just work on that? Or
no, I just
literally just
that
fell out of
nowhere.
That's not
of course, they'd have to be housed in San Jose for a 408 area code.
Although, speaking of, I just now noticed that you must, you're good friends with Jordan Rosa because you, too, have talking points.
I have my talking points.
All right, good. Listen, I'm not going to judge our guests.
I did have one thing I wanted us to do tonight, though.
All right, I just want to make sure I get out there that Costa would not have come with talking points.
No.
This is purely a Constantine Anthony maneuver here.
Constantine has killed Costa.
Yeah. And I think it's because it's implied in professional name.
Yeah.
Costa.
Why Constantine? Like, why did you go through the chain?
Well, technically, Costa is short for Constantine.
Okay, technically.
My legal birth name was Constantine Anthony Ritalis.
And when you say short, I think you're mispronouncing preferable.
Yes, that's
because I like to say Costa. Maybe it's just because I met you as that. I'm not saying it was a bad move in general.
When we first met him, he introduced himself as Costa. that for the longest time. He was going to Costco.
Oh, and I messed up.
No, you got it right, because eventually we reprogrammed everybody that it was Costa with a C H O sound.
With the pronunciation.
Oh, everybody was calling you Costa, but pronouncing it like Bob Costa.
Right.
But pronouncing.
But then he's like, "It's Costa," and so we all said, "Fine, it's Costa," and now it's Constantine.
Oh, it's not even Constantine.
No, you can say Constantine.
No, for now.
For now. And then soon I will force you into changing it again.
Now it's Anthony Cost.
I am a chameleon.
Who are you blending in with?
I don't know.
So why? So does this work? Like, why?
No, it totally works. It works for business purposes, because no one could ever spell Ritalis.
Okay.
And Constantine had such more of a majestic sound to it. I'm going to go with majestic. That's what I pulled out of
here. I want to ride a unicorn when I hear your name.
There was a movie.
And I here's the thing. I know that I did a nose laugh or whatever, and I need to preface all of this by saying that you know that I'm a... Wait, what?
He just referenced our movies versus films conversation. This is like
that just means that means he listened to last week.
I don't know.
I am a fanboy of the JK show.
That was pretty
fanboy.
Specific.
How many episodes have you listened to?
I've listened to six total.
And how many total episodes do we have?
This is currently number 22.
Whoa! All right, fanboy. I'll give him that. Yeah. I was going to say if he had the total number wrong,
right?
Then I would fault him for that.
Yes.
When did you start listening? When you found out you were going to be a guest?
Yes.
Not a fanboy.
Yes.
You want to talk?
Oh, I totally defended you.
You want to talk? You want to talk fanboy? Because here's what happens when you call Constantine Anthony a fanboy. There is a Jeremy Schutz somewhere in Union City pissing himself with anger right now.
Yeah, or Michael Burke or Joey.
Michael Burke. I recently found out I think we got to do the emails or whatever. But I can't remember if I saw this on the wall of the Facebook page for the show. But he got in trouble with his dad because he stays up late because the show uploads at midnight on Wednesday or when Wednesday happens. He stays up late Tuesday night. Yeah, he stays up. Listen,
I almost spit all over these mics. Wednesday just happened. It made me laugh.
All right.
This is a comedy podcast.
I'm looking at you because I'm not sure what's happening.
It was funny.
I feel like I'm the victim of this bit.
Only bit is the one in your mind.
Right? Oh, I don't know.
Can we change the phone number to bit in your mind?
bit for 911.
Bit for 911.
One digit needs to change.
Yeah, come on. That shouldn't cost
So anyway, he got in trouble because he stays up late on Tuesday night, waits till the show gets released.
How old is Michael Burke?
I don't know. Is that not old enough to where you could ridicule him for living with his parents?
No, I'm not. But how's he getting in trouble with his dad?
Because he's laughing his ass off at the immense comedy that's happening, like that you just pointed out to my ass.
Got it.
He's cracking himself up, and he thoroughly. This was last week. This is an episode where we were solo. We had Virginia, which, by the way, Virginia, I know you listen. In retrospect, should have put you as the guest because we.
Can you fix that? You can.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do it right after the show. No. And.
I have to say,
because we talked to her for like 40 minutes and I didn't realize it while it was happening.
And you guys were talking and it was all comedy. And then she got into the description of how she measures bras.
Yeah.
You guys were silent. Just
I was hooked.
Silent.
I was hooked.
I was imagining it and trying to think of what to say next. I could only do one thing at once.
There's one talking point down.
Wait, what?
He did.
About Virginia's boobs? Are you
silent? No, the word silent. I wanted to mention
that. Are you playing a crossword or you have talking points?
Bingo!
You have like 15 talking points.
I've crossed some of them out because you covered them during.
This is going to be great.
I have to say.
There's more on the back sheet.
Great housekeeping at the top of the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good. Why did you... Was that on the back of the
sheet? That's written on the back of the sheet.
Crazy.
So,
We do have emails.
Sorry, I'm slightly distracted. Let's get to the emails real quick. We need to find out. I wish we had a... That would be cool if we need to bring two back in.
Yeah.
Because he wrote the theme song.
Teresa's coming up. Laura's coming back.
Email theme songs.
Right? That's two. If you're listening, we need an email theme song.
The email.
Hey, we just got a new voicemail from Skype that was blank. These might be people trying to call into the show.
Right now.
Right here. Let's see. Hold on.
Would Skype misinterpret the information?
The first email that I have to read is this right here. And I want this to be known that I was supposed to read this last week. And so I apologize to this listener profusely.
That's a long intro to an email.
It's very short email. It's surprise, spawn, surprise, back at you, my haiku bro. Now the game is on. I'm supposed to read that from Carrie Tambazian.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you
she
count?
Said.
That's awesome. Did you count the syllables in that? Does that work? That's great.
Read that haiku again.
Surprise, spawn, surprise. Back at ya, my haiku bro.
Yeah.
Now the game is on.
Oh. Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
So she sent that to me about 2 weeks ago, and I was supposed to read it last week, but I did not.
How did she even get this? Oh, that's great. Carrie Tambazian is the voice of the wave on 94.7. I really don't want to get that wrong.
So a real radio show.
A real radio show.
Right, don't get it wrong, because heaven forbid they should listen to that station.
Well,
I should have told her that I'll read it if she plans to plug our show on her show.
She can for all sorts of contractual reasons.
That's a bunch of bull.
She gives a
you know what, Carrie? Fuck you, Carrie.
She's an elder in our church.
I stand by my words. I stand by it. If she is clever enough to surprise you with a haiku poem, she's clever enough to get my humor.
Well, it's true. Yeah. She'll think that's hilarious.
Have I met her?
Probably not. Not yet. But you
then fuck you, Carrie.
When did you turn into Jack our
mechanic? I don't know. All right?
But she...
I can't even say the F word without sounding Armenian right now. Fuck you, Carrie.
Universal Smog and Repair.
It's the Tambazian last name, or Tombazian. How do you pronounce that?
Tambazian.
Tambazian. See, it sounds Armenian to me.
It's a legal name. I don't know if I can release all this. Who cares? But her and I have been trading haikus. One day she wrote me an email for some church stuff, and she says, you know, maybe we can trade haikus as a joke. So I began to write back, like, no time for this. Mondays aren't time for haikus. So it's been this upping of haikus with each other.
Yeah, that's what she explained.
Trying to do in that email,
Well, the previous email, she said, if I sent you something, could you read it on the air surprise? But I need to make sure that Kevin doesn't know about it. So last week,
when you said haikus, I got all excited. Like, really? Is this Carrie? Really?
Last week when I was going through the emails, I literally made sure I marked that one as unread, but it blended into the other ones that I had on here. And so I was like, oh, shoot. And then I didn't realize it until I was uploading the episode that I totally forgot. So then I thought about recording it and throwing it in there, but she kind of said the whole point was to surprise you.
Yeah,
so
she did. Well, you win. And I want to. The reason why she says that spawn surprise, because we took it up a notch, and I'm trying to find the
it's surprise spawn surprise?
Surprise spawn surprise, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise, spawn, surprise. She's back at you, my haiku bro. Now the game is on.
She's calling you a spawn.
While you're doing that, I'll read our next email. We have one more. It's hello, this is from PJ Olton, our good friend from across the pond in the great land of Britain. He says, you wanted to know that the God here in the UK is the same as yours over in the US? As far as I know, yes, he's the same. Well, ours is a chick, nice. PJ, so you're already wrong.
What?
The national anthem here is also called God Save the Queen, and I have no idea of the words, but hey, I haven't lived here all my life.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
Fair.
So I think he's technically a English citizen, but he has lived a good chunk of the time here in the States, as they call it over there. I'm very educated because, like I say, him and I are very close friends. We watch football games, and by football, I mean soccer over here for you.
I was confused.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were
for your
about.
Colonial people.
That's right. We broke away from you long ago.
Right? I'm lumping myself in with a land I know nothing about and I've never been to. Have I? No, I've never been. Been to Germany. But who cares? To let you know about the artwork for your podcast, I don't actually see them because I listen through iTunes. Unless I'm missing anything that I should know about, I like seeing them on the Facebook page, though. That's my 50 cents worth, which, see, in English, or in English, it's 50 cents. Here in America, it's 2 cents because their dollar is doing so much better than ours.
They speak English in England.
Really?
Yeah.
What do we speak?
Oh.
English? Oh, write that down. That was good. here's the haiku that I sent Carrie as a surprise on her iPhone that we both admitted took the game to a new level. An iPhone haiku. Be aware, do not share, it is only for you. So not only was it a surprise, but it was also a rhyming couplet.
Technically, you added a syllable.
No,
it says, it is just for you.
It is just for you. That's
people
fine,
listening
right?
would have heard you say it wrong. You said is only.
Oh, yeah.
They would have gone, oh, she's dumb. But you didn't. That was
only.
That was Kevin Miller misrepresenting the genius that is.
No, it was my haiku. I wrote that.
Oh, then you he screwed up his own haiku!
Misrepresenting the genius of him.
Anyway, Carrie, I love you.
Yay, Carrie. Surprise, Carrie. 94.7 The Wave coming in. Playing all your favorite hip-hop hits. Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop. Hippity-hop like a frog. We play the hits.
It's jazz.
Oh. Not anymore. Not after the 500 people listening to this show find out about it.
Man, I need. They're actually available on iTunes. You can go. You know, you can listen to regular radio.
Really? Do we need to plug our competition?
Not competition. We're on.
We don't play jazz or hip hop.
Let's play jazz and hip hop right now.
I don't have any jazz.
I'll go get some. You want Latin or fusion?
You listen to jazz?
Something. Anything that makes you wave.
Yes. I don't. You don't listen to jazz?
Why? Don't. No. You don't get to say that to me like it makes me uncool.
I'm not saying that. It's improvised. That's what I love about it. You listen. You can hear them making most of it up.
That's what they tell you to get you to buy that crap.
Right.
They tell you that they made it up.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to talking about cars driving around in a circle. Too low? Too low?
Really? Really?
Why are we fighting?
The last time I played Changing Emotions.
I don't know. You tell me. Because last I heard...
New emotion.
I saved Lust for the end. I never planned that.
What? How come I can't understand Constantine's bits?
Because you don't know him.
And I'm not saying it's...
You knew Costa. You invited
I'm not saying that he's not being hilarious. I'm not. Here's what I'm going to come out and say. I had a rough day with my child. Okay, it was hard. It was full of poop. Yeah.
We're actually recording this almost 51 minutes later than we should have been recording.
Right. That's right. Because my wife had to work a full 8-hour day. There was no relief. There was no coming home. I had house to clean for more nephew coming to see if he could find a place here. And so it was crazy. It's my favorite website. I don't know. So here's the thing. I'm just saying if I'm a little out of it, that's why. So I don't want to crap on any of the humor that Constantine's throwing, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'm all about it. I want to make it happen. I want to support it. I just don't know if I'm able to.
to be involved.
To be involved.
Okay. More emails. Being sensitive. What do you?
I am being sensitive.
Emails.
Here we go. This is from Joseph Bears, who had the great show. It says best future drop for your show. I love that he's writing about himself in the third person. It says best future drop for your show. JB saying may the force be with you. Natalie sounded a little drunk on the last episode. Love her. Is what Joseph Bears.
I think she was.
I don't know what was going on with her.
She was so weird, especially at the end when she put her little fist on her hip and did that.
Yeah.
Whatever the
recording for the.
So
this is Natalie Walsh. No, she recorded it and she messed up a little bit at the beginning. If you guys ever play it, keep the mess up because that is so adorable.
We do. We don't edit.
The thing about Natalie is that she.
If you use it as a soundbite, that's what I'm saying.
She's not an actress. And so when we asked her for a second take. It was a good second take. Mm-hmm. It was clean. I'm like, you frightened
me. Do you have it?
No. I don't have it handy. No
drops yet. Don't open that pen.
Here's the thing. We're very close. We're very close to being a full-blown, rock and roll radio show. Maybe not as good as 94.7 The Wave, playing all your favorite jazz hits. Jazz, jazz, jazz. Never hip-hop. Only jazz, because it's improvised. We improvise our 94.7 The Wave. It's like a wave. We don't know when it's coming or going. Wave.
I wish you'd wave away from this.
So we don't have it, but I do, like I mentioned on the last show, I have that program, but it doesn't work well with iTunes, and then I got audited by the IRS this weekend, so I had to do all that crap. Yeah.
Idiot.
There we go.
94.7 The Wave. KTV WVFM Los Angeles.
Woohoo.
Smooth jazz radio station based in Los Angeles. That's all I got.
That's all I got. I got nothing.
I can't read any.
All right, so I feel like I interrupted with our emails because we've finished all of our emails because I think that thing that Michael Burke sent us was a... So go to the Facebook page that we have for the JK show and you can read.
For the pictures.
Not for pictures. Michael Burke said that thing about the last episode he got in trouble with his dad.
Oh, that whole thing.
So
I wish there's something we could do for him.
Yeah, let's tell him a joke that only Michael Burke will get.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tap two to attack.
What?
Good one. That's good. Do you get it? You know, Michael Burke, if you don't get it, you're too high.
Maybe you should go to bed.
All right.
Or maybe you are in bed.
Oh.
Maybe you're sleeping.
What if he listens to the show in the... What if he's spanking it while he's listening?
Why would you say that? Why would you be doing that?
I whispered it. No. I didn't say it. I whispered it.
Not fair enough. Needs to be more fair.
Michael Burke.
Failure.
Michael Burke, the next time I'm in the Bay Area, I'll buy a round of arcades for you at Milpitas Golfland. How about that?
Oh.
Wow.
That's sweet of you. What's a round of arcades mean?
Me whooping his ass.
What a
day!
It's been brought.
He set himself up for his own moat.
Hello.
By moat, I meant moated. I don't know if that works.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I know the origin.
What talking points do you have, Constantine?
I don't. I was going to say, I kind of want to know if he does spank it, but we have no way of knowing.
Would you move on?
when you guys were talking about the WoW raid.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Megan,
do you play WoW?
No. Megan was in the...
Do you play Spore?
No.
you wanted to when I explained
it to you. I want to play both. My computer's not fast enough.
Oh, do you play Fatal Fury?
I did.
See, it's not a matter of that he thinks he's above it. It's that he's below it.
I'm not cool enough. I'm not cool enough.
You're not cool enough to be able to play WoW?
That's right. When I said no, it wasn't a derogative no. It was a, I'm not as good as you are as human beings, no.
Maybe you should leave.
It's hard to tell if he's being serious, I'll be honest.
No, I want to play! I want to play! I want to make a cat druid shapeshifter dwarf.
I think he's spanking it right now.
Move on! You guys are like, oh, and we had a raid, and this raid, and, right. And from the back, from the bedroom, I hear Megan Callahan, that's my wife, she I hear from
who's
the back.
Who's sitting right there?
Who's sitting right there? She's watching me.
We have a live. The JK show is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
With real film. And real audiences.
She yells.
I'm so happy you called us a film.
I would watch us in a movie theater.
Right?
That's right.
In a dome, even?
I think I have.
Union City. Star Trek. Century 25. Union City. Let's go.
At the dome. No. What?
Come on. Michael Burke, you know what I'm talking about.
I love how you made him your sidekick. Do you even know this guy?
You know what I'm talking about, Michael Burke.
Oh, no. He's, you know, this is, you cut to Michael and he's going. Yeah.
And then pulling his pants up.
Seriously, what's wrong?
What? I'm tired. When I get tired, all I think about is Michael Burke pleasing himself.
Maybe you should not put pictures
with the webcam.
I am very concerned with
12 years and this has never come up.
You'll get tired very often.
He's a well-rested man. Yeah. A well-rested man.
I have a kid now,
he's
and I'm not used to this.
All right, here's what we're going to do. You're going to press pause. You're going to go take a nap.
Come on.
We can come back out here and finish this podcast.
After these messages.
We'll get them. Right. So, speaking of which, I don't think I had a chance to address this. So, the whole time, I went back and listened to that episode with Jordan where you guys were, bees! Lots of bees! Some, whatever that was.
Charlie Humphrey!
So, when you guys were doing this,
Michael Burke, you're far too young. You don't know.
No, he knows because I got those when I saw it. But here's the thing. When I went back and listened, we never addressed that. In that episode, I was just as confused as I think I am now. Because if you listen, there are people who are, the audience already knows this, but they're going, why is Justin saying what he's saying? Because it makes no freaking sense.
Saying?
I was saying stuff like, you guys are, there's this great moment where I go, oh, these are PSAs you did with Comedy Sports, and you were trying to get to your story. You went, yeah. So that took me off, was enough to just shoot me out of any gravitational pull, and you guys were so inside, and I was getting livid. I was just going, why are we doing this? I remember thinking, fucking explain what you guys are doing.
They were just yelling.
Exactly, but here's the thing, is that now, when I realized it when I watched the episode, but then I got, the thing you put on YouTube after we were done recording, I got a phone call, and I had to go in the other room, all this stuff, so when I went and re-listened to the episode, I realized that I knew what you were talking about. I just didn't know the reference enough. Like if I would have gotten, so that's why I was so clueless. And then there's a spot in there where I was like, "All right, rein it in, fellas, rein." And you guys were, "Bees need more glue, blankadankadoo." On the Coast Guard, you get sick in a bathtub. You just keep screaming shit. So I'm like, rein it.
So
hold on.
Excited.
Rein it in.
You know what the problem
rein
is?
It in. And I'm just trying to get everybody to stop so I can say, just tell us, explain the purpose. Because right now you're just quoting these at each other. You're not even talking to each other.
No,
here's the thing. After watching one of them, it wasn't even like you were acting out dialogue. You were just yelling reference to 18 different PSAs all at the same time. Like, one was, you get sick in a bathtub. Bees need more bees.
If I remember what I was thinking during those moments, is that you kept wanting to interrupt, which would only delay us from getting to the point that we wanted to get to.
So you guys interrupted him with more references.
So we just keep going and going and going. And it felt like, I thought, because you didn't know it growing up in Modesto, you just didn't know. So it was like, well, Justin will just sit over there.
Right.
While we
and which, again, bringing back to my point, you should never freaking assume that because I grew up in Modesto that I'm some backwoods hillbilly.
No, they're very specific to the Bay Area. I just assume that you grew up in a different region of the country.
They're not specific to that. We have television there too. Where do you think our television
Oakland
comes
based.
From, jackass?
You don't have Oakland
KTVU.
You have your own station.
Who do you think? Which football team do you think most of Modesto roots for?
Probably the Sacramento Kings.
San Jose Sharks, dummy. Jeez.
It's you... the only ballet team I knew.
Petard.
But my point is, I assume, because I used to spend summers with my grandmother in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I knew they had different radio stations.
Yeah.
I assume Modesto was on the Sacramento.
Well, then
side.
Then it, you did your job in making an ass out of you and me.
I don't know. I think where I did make an ass out of myself is by drinking so much that I really don't
remember
most of it.
That's the other thing.
And I thought that podcast was going to be the one that was going to put us on the map. I've had people tell me like that was so hard to listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me that I've listened to every one, and that's the one where I had to stop because it was just 10 minutes of you guys going, oh!
Yeah. Well, when Natalie listened to it, at one point, Natalie, this is going to be horrible for audio, but at one point, Natalie just stopped and shook her head like she had just been punched in the face. Like she was just, oh. And we're in the car driving to Modesto. She put her hands up like she had the ability to stop the show that she's listening to through my phone and just go, wait, whoa. And I go, and I was sitting there because it was at that moment because I remember, I'm going, that's what I'm trying. I go, I wasn't, here's the thing. I'm not going to claim that I'm aware. Or at that time was sober enough to rein everybody in and
you guys
go,
are so
let's
drunk.
Focus because that's what that's we like. That's what we like about having Jordan on the show. Jordan is
that's
like
what
the Tasmanian.
I like about you having Jordan on the show.
Jordan is never. The Tasmanian devil to anything. Anything you want to do,
especially if it involves just talking.
There's nothing holding him back.
Wait, I sit here with a microphone
because I will recite the alphabet.
As that horse from them PSAs.
A, B, C.
Gonna need more B's.
Oh, no.
Only one B in the alphabet.
Achoo!
Clue.
Y, Z. And sometimes Y.
Because when you improv.
When does nobody realize that it was the same voice for both of the characters? That's what I never
really
understood.
Do we need to go back to this? Do we really need to?
Lots of glue.
That was also very entertaining for me, was to see you guys. You guys looked like high drunk. Like you guys were, you guys both became 10 years old sitting waiting for your favorite Saturday morning cartoon to come on. Because you were jumping. You were like you were hopping in your seat while you're back yelling, glue, need more glue.
See, it did. It took me back to a place of sitting in Saturday mornings or in the afternoons coming home from school. And I did return. Maybe it was the alcohol that brought this on. Yeah. But I felt the sense of comfort of being like, I remember when I was 10. And would watch those PSAs. Like everything was great.
My roommate Ian came out from his room. There's a two bedroom apartment.
He comes out of his room. I thought you were going to say he came out to these PSAs, which I did not know they had a gay one. Are he and your brother dating?
Would you like to join the YMCA? He grew up in
gays. You'll need lots of gays.
Oh God.
Sorry. I know. I totally sidetracked
him. He grew up in Oakland. And he's like, wait a minute. I know that. Yeah.
So nice.
He was excited about that.
He listened to
let me apologize formally.
No, don't need to apologize.
I'm sorry.
You and I have a friendship that we have no need to apologize for anything that we've done.
Really?
Yeah.
Even this?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Powering down. Delete.
I would even say that because worst case scenario, we just have to start all over again. And I think everyone would agree that this is not the most ingenious show we've ever
usually
put together.
I want to start over.
No, I've recently had a new. I know I always talk in terms of like therapy and breakthrough,
usually
but I've recently
when it comes to my house. You usually bring these in,
right? I don't know what it is. I thought that today, where it's like my son was being, you know, and I don't want it to sound like I don't love the kid or people who are parents.
That's what it sounds like,
right? People who understand who have kids, they can get it, and I'm sure Joseph.
Right, they don't love their kids either.
Hopefully, not learning this right now. I don't want to be that guy who's thinks, well, you're going to hate your kid. You know,
you love your kid. I've never seen a father spend so much time with his son like he was his mother.
Well, a lot of it's by force, but because Natalie makes more money.
Yeah, but you don't have to do what you do. I mean,
that's true.
There are different ways to parent your child that are all acceptable and not at all abusive. And you are so incredibly hands-on. It's touching and adorable.
Can we kiss now?
Hands-on,
no,
touching.
That was like...
Wait a minute.
No!
I jerked my kid off. I'll say it.
Michael Burke, please.
Beat me to it. sometimes because Michael Burke, when he's bald. And so when I sometimes, when I see my
Michael
child,
Burke is bald?
Yeah.
That
not,
is
no,
so
by
sad.
Choice. Not by, by choice. Not because he.
Oh.
He's got like a short. Well, he could have grown it out since last I've seen him.
He had
him.
A huge fro for a while.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't know. Well, watch,
well,
he has
you don't
a fro
get my
now.
Sympathy now.
I don't know what's happening now.
Breakthrough with your child.
I was going, well, I just said also with this show, really, it's like overall, I just started thinking, I'm like, you know what? If I start thinking too much about how can I make this show successful, how can I make it happen, and then it gets away from, I keep thinking what I should be doing instead of just doing this, like this right now, as much as I can make fun of how probably uninteresting it is, and like the episode with Jordan, I have fun doing it, you know what I mean? So I don't care, and that's the thing.
Everybody, I hope you're having fun, podcast listener.
Yeah, I think they do. I think, because I do believe that the people that, you know, they... we listen like the Romper Room. We just hold up mirrors and go, I see you, Jeremy Schutz, and you, Ruben. And
the trick is to just say their first names. Then you're like, you just said Kevin!
Very generic. They never said Constantine!
Thanks for breaking down the trick for me on that one.
Stupid Romper Room.
What are some more of your talking points, Constantine?
Am I being too hostile? I'm not
no,
trying to be hostile.
No, you're being great.
All right, I love you so much. I love you more than a man should ever love another man. Talking point number two.
The reunion show with Beth Pants, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'm in.
She's in a Swifter commercial.
So when you say talking points, what you're really saying is you're just having a conversation with Kevin and I through previous episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
But he was a part of
that. I thought that's what talking points were.
No,
talking
points.
No,
the way Jordan explained it to me.
No, talking points are PR things that you put together.
I thought these were things that Megan, like, and you sat down and go, okay, this is what you have to cover on the show.
Oh, make sure you talk about projects that you're working on, shows, movies, things, comics.
Or you're like, I want to remember to tell this story because I know I've heard something like this. Literally write down your answer to something he said 3.5 weeks ago.
Right. Transformers the movie.
And this is why I'm
What do I win?
Garwap Deep Ninimon.
Close, but that was good.
That was good. And you know why? Because now it's in context. You see, now we create... This is, again, what pissed me off about the PSAs was that we had to create a context.
You know, why?
Then we could go off!
Why are you so...
I don't know. It's for fun.
Yeah, in episode 20, I quizzed the...
Clarification! We need more clarification!
What?
Bow weep, grotto weep, ninny bon!
They're merging!
You get sick, turn it into a Porsche!
You watch TV? I watch TV, and now the news. Don't touch that dial.
94.7 The Wave.
I love those damn PSAs. No, they covered everything.
Now the show's just digressed into us doing the entire show as those two characters.
I think that would be totally appropriate.
PJ's from England.
Oh. Constantine, how did you get your name? Beth's Pants was a show, and we actually rehearsed right here.
We moved this table out of this area and
did that here. But Beth is now on a Swifter commercial. I saw her last night.
Swiffer.
No, the
Swifter.
Yeah, the little mop that's a dust handle.
Swiffer.
I think there's a T in there.
No, there's a T.
Yeah.
There's a T.
Yeah.
I have one sitting on my back door right now.
All right,
back door. I mean my
Swift.
Ass.
Callers, call in now with your answers.
Bow weep, brada weep, ninny bow. Okay,
is
here's
it
what we
Swifter?
Do.
Callers! We're going to need lots of callers!
How many talking points do you have here?
14. I think I have 14. My
pick
last
a number one.
One
through 14.
This is a fun game.
Yeah, I've already covered most of them.
I know, just pick a number.
Six.
Six. Talking point six.
Is... Hey, Justin, how'd your show go on the 27th?
Oh, wow. That's a great... This is good. This is good. Way to fix this, Kevin. I'll be honest. This is kind of stinking it up, you know.
Later, we'll do the thing that I want.
That was your audition, right?
Yeah. It went horrible. I know. That's why it's funny.
Stop drinking water.
I know. All of us should never. We should go back to margaritas.
I'll be right back.
All right. For anybody who's just now listening to the show and didn't hear me plug profusely, that I did a showcase for Live at Gotham at Comedy Central. I show up and I am first up in the lineup.
You predicted.
Yeah, I knew that was going to go down because I was, I think, the lesser name out of everybody there. Mm-hmm. And I got way
That's a bad slot for people who don't do stand-up.
Yeah, so it's a rough spot because I was following Jeff Keith, which is, you know, he's...
Wait, you said you were first.
No, I'm sorry, because the MC goes first. And so I was first in the showcase order.
Okay, so it was a full show. It just happened to be an audition at the same time.
Exactly.
But there's like 10 people, right?
There's 11 comics, each doing 7 minutes.
Got it.
And So anyway, I was really nervous about, because I, it's hard for me to cram what I think signifies my comedy, you know, in 7 minutes or less, which is a hurdle I'm trying to get over. And so I had to follow Jeff Keith. And Jeff Keith, for those of you who don't know, and I'm not saying this because I think he's fantastic. He's hilarious. But I'll tell you this quick story. Jeff Keith is the comedian that headlined one of the shows I did at the Hollywood Improv that they do for the high school kids that travel in from New York. And so they tell the kids, they go, well, you're high school kids, but this will be a rated R show. So so he opens up.
Are they seniors in high school?
No. So
are they telling that because they think the kids might not want to see it now?
No, that's the whole idea.
High school.
Yes. No, that's right. The idea is that they have a bar that's separate from the showroom so they could get away with letting people in who are underage because it's technically a restaurant.
Got it.
So they do that, and they usually just book it for those shows because as much as they say it won't be a show catered to them, it inevitably becomes show catered to them. Yeah. It's usually on Sunday nights. They bus in like 3 busloads of kids, and it's a fun show.
Your standard remote show.
Yeah, exactly. So I was hosting, and you know, I do my usual. I did crowd work because I figured my family comedy about having babies would not appeal to 16-year-olds, and so I did crowd work with the kids. I did this bit where I was trying to get this one kid laid. Was as edgy as I got. Where I'm like, we got to hook you up with one of these ladies, buddy. You're a good looking guy. Look at them curls that you got. You know, because he had curly hair or whatever. And
that's good. That's good to know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. That's what I Michael pointing out the obvious. Work. That's what I do.
I thought curls. I was like, you mean like curves? Like, is he well rounded?
Yes, I was saying he was voluptuous in his hair.
That's right.
See how I say that one?
It's a good one.
I don't know. I don't
You're
know.
You're a good comedian.
I'm not very. No, I meant good friend.
Oh,
but thank you.
More stories. We gotta need more stories.
So anyway, we do the whole show. Jeff gets up there to headline the show, and he goes, "I know that there's a bunch of kids here." So I was thinking to myself, "What can I talk about with a bunch of high school kids?" So he goes, "So here's what I came up with. I'm gonna open with the first time I was ever involved in an orgy. Here's what happened." And so he goes, "There's this chick is going down on my buddy that I went to the orgy with, and I'm kind of drunk and high and everything." So I go,
"I've heard this story."
I go, "I'm gonna fuck this chick in the ass." And he goes, and "I announced it because I'm a gentleman."
Of course.
And so the girls responded with, "Oh, no," which I thought was, "All right, let's do this." And so I start to go in, and then she goes, hey, no. So this makes me believe that this chick is so much of a whore that she can't stop eating my friend's penis long enough to say, "No, please, sir, do not put your penis in my ass while I am blowing this other guy." It also makes me realize that it was really good that I am courteous. This is orgy etiquette that I'm teaching you kids, is what he said. He goes, that I said, "I'm going to fuck this chick in the ass," because if I didn't, she could have bit my buddy's penis off.
Now he's a good
friend. Now, as vulgar as that is, that's me cleaning it up, by
wow,
the way.
Wow, that's some NC-17
right?
stuff. Is there an explicit tag?
I'll try.
That is probably the dirtiest thing we've ever heard on this podcast.
And in fairness, it's referenced to something else. I don't know if that counts, but to me it does.
Sure.
I need a shower.
You've removed yourself from it, second party, so it's okay.
So just to give you that idea.
Morality police?
That's the kind of act that he does. So he goes up in front of me, and he doesn't do anything that vulgar when he's up in front of me, but it's still, there's cursing and everything. And the crowd, of course, is loving it, which, again, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than him. It's just when you're a clean comedian, and this is probably more in my head, which is the real issue. The overall issue is that I got two in my head thinking, I got to make it less than 7 minutes. I can't go long. Mm-hmm. Should I do, I want to do the baby stuff, but the guy that he gave us advice on saying, don't do material about beating your wife or homophobic or racial jokes, because he said that he doesn't think Comedy Central likes that.
But fucking a girl in the ass, that's
well, this guy, that's the other thing, is that Jeff gets to open up the show and he's not auditioning. He's already hosted Live at Gotham, because he's enough of a celebrity.
So he can do whatever he wants.
He could do whatever he wants, and
so
it doesn't matter. And here's the thing, though. He was very cool about it. Like, he set us up. He set us up well. He just didn't, he didn't know. And didn't. In his defense, he didn't care. And it's not his fault that I didn't do well.
Sure.
It's, again, this is all stuff that's hitting my head that's making me think, oh, no, now I got to follow him. And
do I have time for the puppet bit?
Exactly.
Love.
So my initial reaction, my first gut instinct was that I'm going to do all my baby stuff because it's still clean. I know that it works. It's fast. And because I wanted to get fast punchlines in the lesson. There's not really stories involved in it.
You didn't go for the sandwich stuff?
No, because the sandwich stuff, I've learned that in showcases doesn't go over as well as I like, because when I auditioned for the Cleveland Improv, I did the sandwich bit in the middle, and the general manager of the Cleveland Improv told me, he goes, "Yeah, you start off really strong. You kind of lost him towards the middle, but then you came back real strong.
And so it seems like that
I set it up. I set it, yes.
That's there.
I set it up
it's
to
so
be
well
to sound chauvinistic so that the ladies turn on me and then I recoup back with it is the idea.
Ooh, playing with their minds.
Exactly. So I decided
not that it was evident.
Plus it's also like it's almost like 2 minutes long just by itself.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, you're a trained comedian. You're not a
I'm
standard
not that
audience member.
But I think that the way he delivers it. Because I think it feels like a trap when he does it. He's like, oh, we got a lot of ladies here. Well, here. And then he busts it out. Like, it seems like, because you rattle things off that are so clearly rehearsed.
Yeah.
There's no way that you could be making that up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And which I've realized are my new favorite jokes that I write. I like that idea of setting them up to fail. Like, I know that there's the ideas that you're supposed to set them up to think one thing and then you turn. But what I like, because there's another bit that I do, is I go, how many people here are married? And then people applaud and they sound horrible. And then I go, now watch this. How many people are single? And the single people, because they're going next, they've heard me ridicule the married people. They, are boisterous and loud and they're screaming. I go, always happy all the time. Because every day's a party when you're single, right? Single. And they all go, woo! And I go, except Valentine's Day. Aww. And I get a genuine, like, because I usually open with that. So I get a genuine, like, awesome. You got me, you son of a bitch.
That's you a good son. One.
And even the married people are like, yeah, that's right. We're not stupid.
Ball and chain. Fed 14. Check that.
So anyway, the set that I did was, it just didn't go over well. I was already nervous about it going into it because I was afraid it was going to go over on time. I go up there. I start up with this bit that I call the Wookiee bit, which will be on my new CD coming out soon. That
that's an oldie but a goodie,
right?
Don't
and then so and then I go from that. I go into the bed bit that I do with
not to be confused with the bed bugs.
Yeah, and so
or the bed that you would put music in to overlay on a.
That's correct.
Show.
Well done.
Talking
well done.
No,
well
my
talk into the mic.
But my beard is on this.
Wow, he has been listening to a lot of podcasts.
He doesn't even have a beard.
I
don't even think he heard that one.
I broke it.
No, you can't break it. You know how this works? Do you need to really? Do we need to stop
is
everything
this
that
the
I'm
bed
in? I was auditioning for Comedy Central, right? So far, we're recording the show in Kevin's dining room. All right?
Well, it's more of just sort of part of the living room. It's like, Meg is just right over
how
there.
Quickly the mighty fall. So I go into the bed bit, which I used to close with.
I wonder what Costa was going to do.
Nothing. I was going to say nothing.
No, go for it.
Go on, Justin.
Listen,
I was going to ask you who the biggest celebrity was you've had on the show so far.
Darren Carter.
Carter started.
Yeah, okay. Darren Carter. I feel like that should be more of an event, you know, but...
Well, he was on twice.
No, I'm saying the idea of us going, well, Darren Carter, but we went, Darren Carter.
We had to think.
Darren Carter.
We know famous people.
Yeah.
Who was famouser then?
For some reason, I was going to say Adam Carolla just because I listened to his podcast. I don't know why that makes sense in my mind, but it did. So I'm going into the bed bit, which Summer's I used to live. Close with, and now it's going to go at like the front part of my CD that I'm recording on November 4th at Rooster Teeth Feathers. And they...
That was
it
good.
It was not going well. Yeah. It was not going well at all. Like,
that's what good. Those are called.
Yeah, thanks. It just didn't feel like it was getting the laughs that it usually does. And it's the same thing I auditioned for Last Comic Standing. I just did the bed bit because it gets the biggest reaction. And I learned at Last Comic Standing that it gets the biggest reaction because people have a chance to see who I am. They know where I'm coming from, right? Mm-hmm. So then I look down at my watch as I'm wrapping this up, and I still have 5 minutes to go, which normally I should be like, because it would fill with so much.
A 7 minute bit?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a 5 minute bit on its own. But because I usually had to pause for laughs, and there aren't laughs coming strong. I mean, they were coming, but they weren't coming strong.
I understand. Right. How long is your set? You only got
7 minutes.
And you have 5 minutes left?
No, I was 5 minutes in, so I had about 2 minutes left.
How long?
And
you got nothing
there
left.
There weren't the laughs, because you were going, okay, and then I'm in my bed with my wife, and my wife is doing Tai Chi.
No, well, here's the thing. I cut back.
Wow, you do that better than he does.
Because the other thing I learned from the Cleveland Improv is that I'm like, oh, well, I'll do 7 minutes worth of material. But at the Cleveland Improv, I was killing, and so in order to actually pause for laughs, I started to run long.
You were actually doing 5 minutes
exactly.
of material.
Yeah. Yes. So that's what I did for this showcase thing. I'm like, here's what I'm going to do.
Here's my solid 5 minutes that's going to kill
me. I'm going to look like a pro, and I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to pause and just wallow in the laughs that are going to happen. And then the laughs didn't happen. Yeah.
So, like, why are married people funny?
Yeah, exactly.
My parents are married.
So then I had time to do the baby puking bit, and then I just decided to end with that. And I looked down at my watch, and they told me we were going to get a light at a minute. I looked down at my watch. It was 6.5 minutes in, and I still hadn't gotten a light. Mm. So I had that moment, and this is, again, how in my head I was. I wasn't just doing a show for the sake of doing a show.
You were watching the time. What is your mouth and your body doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you singing the...
No, no song. That's just my...
No? I want to try to guess what that was.
Transformers the movie. Theme song. Amazing Grace.
Yes.
Now it sounds like Amazing Retard. God Save the Queen.
People actually download this for free.
Star Wars.
Listen to it. This is
a fun game.
Yeah. Yes, Constantine. People do download this for free because I think if we charge them, we might get death threats. I really think so. Here's the thing.
I don't know how that math works.
Because that works.
Let's think about it. These are people, most of the listeners, a good chunk, and we're starting to expand beyond because I'm learning more and more people are listening to the show that aren't just our friends.
I'm going
to
give you a bed of music.
Do Tai Chi in the bed.
I want to accept it and say yes, but I hate everyone. So I'm going to go on the record saying I hate it, but allow it.
Okay.
As many people as we have listening to the show that are friends of ours is that if they are listening and they're friends of ours and they listen to Jordan and Kevin and I do what we think is very funny and they're going,
I can't listen to
exactly.
I can't listen to both of you.
Oh, you're saying you can't listen. So you're
it's just a bed of music.
I thought
I'm putting my hands up like I can stop. It.
Exactly. These are people who love and adore us, and they still go, I can't listen to this shit.
I'm in the room and I can't listen to this.
Yeah, exactly. You're on the show. That's a new low for the JK show. If the actual guest is like, I can't listen, just drops their headphones and goes,
you're the host and you couldn't listen to Jordan.
Wait, oh, do you and Jordan? No, I could listen. I was invested. I just didn't know what was going on. He got annoyed.
I'm not invested. Neither are all our listeners. They put $0 in.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell your friends.
Thankfully. He's at the ending credits for Star Wars now, so we're almost done.
I did a five. He's almost at the. Oh, no.
You win. Go on. I'll turn my whole mic off.
So, just to end this story, so people could continue to feel sorry for me, I was thinking that this show I was going to get, like, I'm going to showcase, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to get on, and it could happen still, although highly unlikely, but it could happen that I could still get on live.
This is what, like four days ago?
Yeah, it was the 20, yeah. So so I sent an email to the guy who booked me on the show. He's not the guy who, I believe, in my opinion, said, or in my to my knowledge, says yes or no. But I sent an email to him because he's the guy who hired me to work in the improvs in L.A. He books for the improvs here in L.A. and stuff. And I said, I go, hey, thanks again for the opportunity. Just curious if you had any feedback or whatever, you know, just would appreciate your feedback kind of thing. And then he sent me back. Hey, it was great meeting you. A lot of fun. He goes, to be honest, the bed premise, I've seen a ton. He goes, I think it's way overdone. Like, and there was no...
The premise or the actual joke?
The premise. Okay. The premise. So, yeah. So, in comedian speak is that you could do a premise that has been done by somebody else as long as your punchline is different.
Right. You have a new take on it. You know what I mean? Sure.
So, but he's saying... But then there's this other level of what they would call, quote-unquote... I don't think he was calling me a hack, but he's basically saying, I've seen the bed premise done to death. So, for me, it turns me off. Mm. He goes, and I know that I'm different than most comedy audience members because I see comedy all the time. He goes, however, I did find that babies puking with ease, very refreshing and new. Like, I'd never, which was very interesting just to put him in, hear that phraseology.
You don't hear very often.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this guy's name? Who's this guy?
Some guy.
I don't want to necessarily start putting this out. You know what I mean? No, it's not worth that.
Well, because there's a guy who books for the Brea Improv who I'm trying to get the sequels on.
Oh, do a show there?
Yeah. He said not the local L.A. market, but the outskirts, the Orange County areas definitely would want that kind of show. So
Yeah. Well, and that's if you're talking to somebody at the Improv booking office, then more than likely you are talking to the same guy. Okay. But anyway, he ended. He basically said, I think you should dig deeper in more self-revelation type stuff is what he said to talk about, which worked out great for me because it gave me a whole idea for my next CD, not the one that I'm recording, but the next CD that I want to talk about the idea of being a stay-at-home dad and what I'm going through with that kind of stuff right now and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So in retrospect, this is kind of coming full circle a little bit, is that the what it did for me was it helped me realize that when I start thinking too much about what I want to do with something, then I screw myself over. So that's what also made me think, like with this show, like right now.
Just be in it.
2 weeks ago, I would have probably walked away from that whole story going, why did you tell that, you dumb mother son of a gun licker?
Ooh, you got through that whole thing without one curse word.
Yeah. Fuck.
No.
So, what's the next game? I wanted to play with Costa's talking
points. Oh, what else do I have here?
You done playing with Costa?
I wanted to say...
Well, I could do whatever, but I just want to know...
Well, speaking of
the sequels, you said you had another version of a game you wanted to play with.
Yeah, it's fun.
I wanted to mention, Jordan said that... mentioned to you that we were bringing guest stars for the sequels.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to invite you to come watch the show. No.
I accept your invitation.
No, thank you very much. Not you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think you'd be great.
I'd be awesome, right? Don't you think? I mean, I could tell the story of what just happened. We could do a sequel to that story that just happened to me.
Why can't we both do it?
No,
I'm kidding.
I did it
because he was clearly looking at you.
I know, but they can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know my humor.
Well, this brings me to my segue. Thank you. I would love to do it. Do you have a date? We'll figure it out.
I have dates coming up.
Great. Well,
why don't you guys bust out with your date books right now?
Okay,
and then figure out what date would work best for each of you.
Okay,
or maybe you can make talking point 15 to tighten it up a little.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do. I don't have a 15 on there. I made up my new one.
That's why I said add one. Yeah. And I have no business telling anybody to tighten anything up.
This is a good segue into what I wanted to do. I realized this morning that in the 22 episodes we've done this, we've never done one single improvised scene. And that's probably for a good reason. But but I realized I'm like...
Okay, good. I'm glad where this is going.
You two are two of my most favorite people to improvise. Justin, we can just reference any episode and see why I'm loving you.
Yeah.
And Costa, you're so sharp and so fast. I always enjoy playing with you. And
Constantine, however.
Sorry, it's terrible.
Kind of slow, a little dull.
So we're going to do an improvised scene right now. We're going to play a little radio play.
All
right.
We're going to play radio play?
Yeah. The game is...
I don't know if that's really going to work for this setup.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great.
Here's the thing. What could possibly go wrong?
Who cares? We're just...
I'm going into it with the full expectation.
Can we get a suggestion?
Let's get a suggestion
horrible.
From Megan.
From the live studio audience.
Okay, what are we going to get?
Megan, can I get a suggestion of a location that the three of us would never be in?
An ice skating rink.
Ice skating rink. All right. Does anybody got an idea? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to really improvise this, right?
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm in.
I got snow dust on you.
Oh, why you gotta do that every time?
We'll cry a little bit more. Maybe your mommy will come over.
Shut up, Alex. It's not fair. I'm in this cast. I can't even get on the ice if I want to do.
Jared, you're such a weakling.
You know what? I'm doing it. Shut up. Open this door.
What?
Open the door.
You can't come out of here. Your leg is broken. No.
I'm coming out. Okay. All right. Just hold my hand. Hold my hand.
I'm not holding it. I'm not gay. Crack.
I think that's the ice. Help.
Don't move, Jared.
Help.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's Big Fat Bertha coming over.
No.
No.
Bertha. I ran all the way over here because I saw you falling in there.
Stay on that.
Stay on the concrete.
Go get Janker.
Here, I'll pull out some of my varicose veins. You can pull yourself out of the ice water with them.
She's just pulling her veins right out of her legs.
She's like a superhero with extendo veins.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I sure wish everybody could see this.
It's visually stunning.
That is remarkable.
As she pulls them out, she gets thinner.
Thanks to my diabetes, I don't feel any of this.
Thank you.
Something's got my leg. Something's got my leg from underneath the ice.
Oh, it's a frozen ice monster.
Down. Let go of him. Let go.
Whip him with your varicose veins.
My face.
I'm not a very good aim.
That was my face.
Hold still.
Okay, you got him. Oh, you slayed the beast. He's returning to the depths from which he came.
Oh, my.
Thanks, Bertha.
She's changing. You don't. Her face, it's all blue.
Now that I've saved a life, I must lose mine.
No, what does that even mean?
No, it's okay. It's okay. She's not very cool. It's fine.
That's not nice at all.
I'm just being honest, dude.
She just saved our life.
Jared, come on. Jared, come on.
Give her mouth to mouth for that comment.
I'm not kissing
that giant woman mouth to mouth.
Okay, fine.
Give it now.
Oh, God.
Sucker.
Hey, sucker.
We got you. We got you, Alex.
That ice monster. You. Hey, that's your brother.
It's Mr. Crawley. We got you.
This is bullshit, man.
That was all CGI.
Screw you guys. Screw you guys. I'm going to play the arcades.
And scene.
Yay. That was good. That was good. Hold on. I think I died when I actually died. Oh, gosh.
You need some more water? All right. In this next scene, we're going to be dogs.
Oh, boy. I can hardly wait to save you guys from ice as a dog.
God. Wow.
We don't do the same scene.
What?
We do scene four.
Oh. My bad.
Jesus.
So that's the sort of entertainment you can see at the sequel.
Hi, my name is Constantine, and I created and direct a show called...
That just sounded
wait
like
a minute.
What?
You stop right there.
What?
With the word created and direct. You can direct it. But you created this concept?
I came up with it.
Let's be careful with where that line of thought... Let's be careful.
All right. Most of you at home, I think this is going to lead to a fight.
I did not invent the concept of a sequel.
Uh-huh. Or an improvised sequel?
Or an improvised sequel. Right. But I designed a movie-themed improvised show as The Sequels from the Top Down.
That's true. Fair enough. You did a lot of work on it. But where was your inspiration for the show?
I'm just curious. How many of our listeners do you think are sitting at home going, wait a minute,
I care.
Hold on.
I care.
I think they're wondering why Kevin Miller is so upset right now.
I am livid.
Kevin Miller.
I guess
yes,
he wanted to be more than just a guest artist.
Yes, Kevin, you did get me the job at Universal Studios.
That's not it!
Did you or did you not?
Which gave him the creative abilities to create his own improvised format.
That's right. him off.
Get what? This idea from the Ohlone College Theater of Her Festival, where I came up with the idea of the high school kids doing improvised scenes to sequels of movies. Did you or did you not?
Do you really think? Wow. Hold on.
I know.
I just want to interject here.
That's
you think about this, Coast.
When you first came up with this idea, that's what you told me.
This is either going to break one of two ways.
Okay.
All right. In my opinion, he's either A, going to go lie to you and say, no, I didn't, or B, he's going to not actually think that and go, no, I didn't.
Now is my turn to give a little therapy.
All right.
I think I'm a pretty good giver. I don't need a lot of stake claims and things. There's a lot of things that I freely share and will bite my tongue when things go different ways. But there's one thing that for some reason I claim is my ideas for improvised format.
Okay, well, here's the
and
thing.
I don't know why.
When I say...
You've done a lot of work on this show.
Right. But I will have to say...
Some would say all.
There was a lot of help.
Not all. The inspiration came from... No!
Megan.
Wait, I have to start from the beginning.
All right, go ahead.
Really? Do we have to?
I did the legwork. I did the footwork.
That's
but
true.
I did have help. Brian Kelly from Chicago helped me design it.
Yeah, which is great.
Jordan Rosa even threw some ideas on the format, so I'll have to give him credit for helping us come up with the finalized format that we have.
Don't give him any credit.
My friends Paula and Tom helped me out. Megan had quite a bit to do with the designing of the show.
But I will say that because
things come to me from anywhere,
that's true,
and I think they're mine because I'm a genius, I will have to say that the possibility is there, and that now that I am thinking about it, this has to have been the first time I heard of an improvised sequel.
No, you did the scenes.
I did the scenes in high school, my junior year of high school. I was involved in an improv competition at Ohlone College in Fremont, California.
And the name was The Prequels.
Well, the name of the show was just the only Ohlone College Theater Festival. Kevin Miller
was
a
horrible
judge.
Name.
It's terrible name. Kevin Miller was one of the judges of that show. And me and my three teammates, we came in second place because we did no wait
you might have come in
yeah place. Yeah that's right no we came in second place because
really?
We had to do a rap off afterwards. Scott Schroeder actually won that year. He never let me live it down. My
we
team
had to
from,
do a wrap off.
It's true. It was Washington High.
We'd improvise a sequel to a movie chosen by the judges. And then they couldn't make up their mind from that alone.
They couldn't.
So you couldn't just make up your own sequel and improvise it with wit. No, the judges needed more.
Yep.
So they decided what will decide which
what skill set do we need to see from a group of improvisational comedians in high school so that we can decide who will be first, second, and third, and runner up?
Rap no, battle.
Just for a second.
Rap off. That's what
really?
We need.
We did
rap
that
battle.
Too?
It was
a
rap
seems
battle.
Harsh.
But Castro Valley High, that's right, baby. We came in second place.
Well done.
We did
well done.
Goonies Part 2.
Yes.
That's see? Right.
Which
so you're
has
right.
Been made
it was,
since
it's
then.
Been it's been see, stuck in my head for over 10 years.
The reason why I say is because when you first told me this idea, I could have swore you said, we're going to do the thing that we did alone
yeah.
in college. The,
you're
the
a genius, Kevin.
That's, you know,
I need to change you to the creator of the
no,
show.
No,
so just to
kind of.
It's the Kevin Miller show!
Just
the sequel starring Kevin Miller! This, I'm gonna change it.
I know you're mocking me, but you're feeding my ego.
Yeah.
So, it feels
pretty good. This is working against me. I just want to sum all this up. So yeah, you are the show is called The Sequels.
We do improvised sequels to existing movies.
And this is a format that you created, you designed. This is all out of your head. This
that's right.
All
I came
coming
up with
from
everything
okay.
right here.
I just want to make sure that we
that's right
because I think it might have gotten a little confused.
Jordan Rosa is actually a member of the team. So,
he might have co-helped.
Oh no, he did nothing.
He did nothing.
No,
got it.
Just
this is all
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Did Costa Retellus put this together?
Who is this guy?
No, it's Constantine Anthony.
Failed. No,
that's the difference,
done.
Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
Oh,
Constantine.
I told Costa.
Yeah, you told Costa yep. Retellus mm-hmm. about this idea. This is Constantine Anthony. Yeah, different guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times when you're walking around do you get mistaken for Costa Retellus?
You know what? Now that I.
More often than you would think, right?
It's surprising.
Yeah.
So when can I be a guest on the sequels?
Which talking
sequels,
point is that?
Yeah, the sequels have shows.
Yeah, make sure
you can see Constantine Anthony and Jordan Rosa in the sequels at 9 p.m. on June 12th. 9 p.m. on June 12th at IO West, the Andy Dick mm-hmm. Theater in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the rear theater. It's a free show.
Is that the only one?
No, there's actually an 8 o'clock show the next night, Saturday night, the 13th, also in the Andy Dick Theater. Those are both free shows. Mm-hmm. Come and check us out. But if you want to see the big blockbuster show, Friday night, the same Friday night, the 12th at 11 o'clock, is the IO West main stage, where you can actually buy drinks and walk in and have a drink and watch the show. And that one's going to be packed, so show up to that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
probably should have made you aware this show does not air until June 17th.
Damn it.
My bad.
So those shows were good, right?
How did those shows go?
So those shows are not great. Kevin, you did a wonderful job guest starring.
Wait, you're telling me that the format that Kevin created did not go well?
No, it's terrible.
That's not my fault.
Well, I went up. We were in the first slot right after the MC, so it just
it's hard, bad. Right?
It's
he was probably cursing a lot, and you're like, we don't curse, and when we perform sequels, even if we did the sequel to Reservoir Dogs, we would not curse because we do it as if Quentin Tarantino learned his lesson.
Now you're still doing only sequels to movies that don't have sequels.
Well, right now we are currently doing sequels to movies that do not have a sequel.
So are you considering doing sequels to movies that do that? Are, like,
well, what we want
to
do is like
or a prequel,
end the trilogy, or finish off the series, or possibly prequels.
Right. Do Matrix prequel.
We want to do, well, we'll do, yeah, Matrix prequel. We would do crossovers.
That's just a Tandy 1000.
What's
a what? It's a what?
The Matrix prequel is just a Tandy 1000.
That was pretty impressive.
I know.
Wow.
Where did you get that piece of nerdom?
You spent too much time in San Jose.
I had a Tandy 1000.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
We gotcha!
I don't know if I know.
Viewers, I along with you am completely lost.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like Pac-Man, but I think it was like with cockroaches, and the original Tandy computer was just a keyboard that you plugged into your TV, and it had the 8-track type video games on it, and one of them, I thought it was, I can't remember the name of it, but that was my favorite game, and you would try and eat all these pellets of stuff, and then they'd get you, and these cockroaches would dance, and they'd go, we gotcha!
I want to know if viewers will YouTube this stuff, because I YouTube Fred and Annie's dance video. That was really good.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
That was awesome.
I like
how Fred waves to his grandma
you were there.
Before he goes into the robot.
I would like to see it from another angle.
Oh.
Mm. Watch
what
it.
What if you were right next to the camera?
But I'd like to see it again.
It's so cute. He waves at his grandma and then he goes into the robot.
Yeah. Right. What did you think about me mocking his grandma's hearing impairedness in my speech?
I thought it was a great bit.
We still need that.
Yeah.
We still need that drop.
Right. I think it's awesome.
You know, one time Costa was over my house and I was telling him about something we were doing and he said, that is not me. I know you will remember that is not me. And is that when I told you that you got the job at Universal Studios? And then
I don't know.
On,
maybe.
You,
maybe I remember that it is me.
Yeah, it was you. 30 seconds later.
Ching.
That was a great story, by the way.
Did you like it?
The only thing less vague than that was your PSA bit with Jordan. That was. Well, do you? You guys do understand that the idea is that we want to have conversations that we bring other people in.
Okay.
There was some confusion with you and your talking points. Like, like you guys ran into each other at the laundry room here in your apartment complex, and we're like finishing a story. Then that's true. You do it over by my house. But you know what I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a laundromat right down the right at the end of the hall.
Yeah, no, that's not a laundromat. That's two washers and two dryers. That
what does he
sometimes
got?
Work.
He
has
oh,
a
buddy, have I
house.
Got a lot.
Yeah, there's. I walk.
What do you have, a maid?
No. He has a laundromat.
You don't have a maid?
By his house that costs less.
And it's
faster.
So you don't even have a laundry room in your.
He does.
No,
he has two machines. He has a washer and a dryer.
A washer and a dryer, and that's it.
But that's what we got. We got two washers and two dryers down here.
Yeah, but see, my.
He does it at the laundromat across from my house.
This story is boring.
Wait, I don't know. Wait, hold on a second. Why wouldn't you just do it at the laundry in his house? Because he has a washer.
He used to, but it takes too long. You could do five loads at once.
For less than like $7, I do all my laundry in less than 2 hours at this one place, and I learn Spanish.
But why would you drive? It's
you know what?
Here.
I'm gonna retract my previous statement. I think it was more interesting for people to fill in what they thought you were talking about than it is for us to dissect your logic.
I'm gonna give you a talking point and what he's written here, and you have to figure out what the talking point was. Okay?
Can you read the handwriting?
Yeah, 14. Okay. Give a number.
Oh, I give a number?
Yeah, give a number, and Kevin's gonna read it to you.
I pick out my favorite ones, but I have better. So you
go.
Let's go 5.
Number 5, he's done, so I'll give you...
No, number
7.
5. No, this is number 5 right here.
But you've crossed it out.
Number 5 is alive.
Because I didn't think it was funny.
5 says, in quotes, basically. So what does that refer to?
I don't know.
You chose 5.
I know. Let me choose again, because that was a dumb bit.
Well, basically refers to the fact that... You haven't said it all night, though.
I know.
True. That's true.
I've said it in my personal speech, and it's driven me nuts.
Idiot.
Swifter. Okay, that's off the list.
All right, let's go 9.
It's Swiffer. I'm telling you it's Swiffer.
I will bet you money. 9 is not there.
Where's 9?
9 is there. We've already brought it up.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead. It was Jack in the Universal Smog Repair. Go ahead, pick another number.
We already brought it up.
I know, we're doing plugs.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to make sure you plug that. Okay. This is, by the way, awesome. Yeah. 12.
12 has been crossed off. Why do you keep
13.
That? Okay, thank you.
I already did that one.
Kevin's improv jam rules, but he has arrows pointing.
He already did that one, too. He talked about how I didn't show up.
Talk about this one. Upmate, Night of Couches.
Yeah, coolness!
Night of Coolness. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Upmate.
Upmate.
Upmate. Night of Coolness. I have to guess. Hold on. I'm supposed to guess,
okay,
jackass.
No, you got
to
guess.
Here's what was so... Oh, all right. Now I'm getting angry unnecessarily, mostly for humor. The Swifter.com is actually pronounced Swiffer.
Booyah! Oh!
Swiffer gives...
I wish you would stop spilling that beer.
Good thing this isn't in my house.
In your celebration dance... You just
Swiffer.com. Swiffer gives cleaning a whole new meaning. Go all the way. Oops, now I lost it. Go all the way clean. Check out sweeping solutions from Swiffer with no T, jackass.
Okay, weird that they put that on the actual.
That was weird. Are you gonna clean up?
And here's the funny part is that I actually Googled Swifter.
Oh, really? And Swiffer came up.
So to you,
Constantine, we owe you an apology, and we'll get
on that. We're not gonna give it to you now. Yeah, we owe it to you.
Apologize.
We it owe is. It
and
to you.
And you also invented the sequels.
I'll take that as credit.
Idiot.
So are we done with all of his talking points?
Upmate and coolness.
Oh, I have to figure out that. Upmate, as in two birds mating.
Yes.
But the word is upmate.
Michael Burke upmating himself.
No.
No? All right. No.
I would imagine Michael Burke probably has an upmate.
Oh, I know what this is.
What?
That you guys aren't roommates. But you are technically his upmate because you live two floors above him.
It's pretty close.
And so he wants to do an upmate night of coolness. In that you go like the people that live two floors below you, come up, but none of the other people that aren't up or lower or left mates or right mates, they do not come. So that would mean that I am not invited.
There are times where I just sort of zone out and I've lost track of what you're saying. And then I come back in, I'm like, what is he saying?
Remember earlier when we were saying about how there's nothing that you could do that would make me be like,
really?
Screw you, Kevin.
It's a problem I have with my own retention because I'm thinking 3 minutes.
Okay, because the way you made it sound like is that sometimes whenever you talk, I lose interest.
No, you know, it's 30 minutes ago, Justin covered you on a joke that fell flat, and it was a good cover.
I don't even remember.
Justin is a good friend.
I know. I agree. I'm telling you, this is my night of confessions. There are sometimes when people talk where I lose track and I'm thinking of what to do next.
Your night of confessions.
And then I come back. back.
This is a night of your confessions consist of 15 talking points from Constantine Anthony. This is one confession. An hour and 20 minutes.
The upmate is a reference to when we used to both be up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
When none of us knew anybody in town.
And yeah, we were upmates and we go do things.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Mine is far better.
Yeah,
I think upmate is a much better term than just being up.
You're right.
But Knights of Columbus.
Awake mates.
We need to bring those back.
Awake mate. Well, actually,
it rhymes like a Swifter.
I was going to make fun of it, but it's actually better. It's better than Swifter.
Go through your talking points. Just
what else have I missed?
We need to get Megan over here.
We've covered pretty much everything.
You've covered everything?
I think we've covered everything in my talking points.
Megan, everybody! Megan!
Megan Anthony, Megan Anthony, Megan Anthony, Megan.
Basically.
Megan Anthony. I got a text from, here, let me turn her up. I got a text from Laura Lineback, who will be on the show next week. And
Was she going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Does that mean she has to be in town?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. When is she coming into town?
Maybe we should not have brought this up.
Yeah.
Maybe she does not. Yeah. Maybe you should tell her Costa is wanting to see her. Maybe she doesn't know Constantine Anthony. Maybe she's trying to find you on Facebook and doesn't know.
Who are we talking about?
Laura Lineback. Oh. She said when we were doing that bit with my humps. Yeah, but they only had. I think they've only done like 3 episodes.
Four.
They said that they were going to update me, but I never got an update.
Oh.
Dan Finley, when the new episodes. But I enjoyed it.
Well, it was fun, guys. Thanks. Bye.
So Laura said that when we were playing the My Hump song, and I kept doing ignore.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she got, I think she's the way she put it, it was in a text message, and she said, she goes, I got like a new iPod, and so I kept thinking I was pressing something, because every time it would say ignore in the song, it timed perfectly with her pressing something. She's like, why is this happening? Ignore.
That's funny.
Yeah, it took forever I guess her. Yeah, it was good times.
Megan, welcome to the show.
Megan.
Hi. I have to say during the...
Callahan, right? Megan,
yes,
Callahan.
During the episode that you were talking about having a raid on WoW.
Yeah.
You guys were talking. It was like a good 5-10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. We never finished this.
Megan
story.
Comes out from the bedroom and goes, "What are they talking about?" And then she calls the door and leaves.
How long have you guys been married?
Yeah,
that is exact. I sound like Miss Piggy.
Yeah,
I sound like Miss Piggy.
Have you guys? I'm going to go with 4 years. 4 years is usually the breaking point where a man, whenever he does an impression, it's like people talking about what Jay Leno said. It's like, oh, you're going to talk like this. This is Jay. But it's like that. But if you've been married for at least 4 years, that's when you start, my wife talks like this, like a female version of Gilbert Godfrey. Oh, my God, you're so stupid and retarded. Even they give him New York accents, even though it makes no sense.
Every time.
Every guy.
I only talk like Gilbert Godfrey during sex.
Oh, really?
Oh, it feels so good. I'm imagining you are Costa right now.
You are dangling off your chair. You're very excited right now.
Justin is dancing.
I'm antsy,
now that my
I'll be honest.
There.
I've been sitting for a while all day, so I'm burning some energy.
Do you want some coffee?
No. This is me shifting in a chair does not mean I need coffee.
You want ice cream?
It means I need some downers or something.
Do you want a beer?
Just a pee?
No.
Do you need to change your diaper?
Oh, please. I would love for you.
Oh, Justin, you made such a big mess. Oh, this is disgusting.
I'm not even married to her, and I could do it. Look at me go.
Three years?
3 years. No. Oh, you're early.
3 years in September.
In September.
Yeah.
September 20th.
I hate saying that, in September, because we're not.
You don't like the month? What's wrong with September? It's Labor Day?
You have to say it like the movie phone guy.
I do.
Maybe that's why you don't like it.
In a month.
That's actually how
it says. Can we go see a movie?
In September.
That'll be so great. In a marriage. With two people.
Oh, I get it. Like the sequels.
That's all right.
How did you guys meet?
We met on a trip down to Death Valley that our geology class. Was
geology of National Parks.
Why
San Francisco State.
A geology class?
It was a prerequisite.
We didn't have good enough grades to go to a good school. We went to a state school.
I went to a state school.
Booyah!
How were you? Great.
He just sold his mocking with a high five, by the way.
Why did you go to a state school?
Summa cum
laude. I could afford it.
there was also that.
Yes.
What was it? Magna cum laude? How loud did you cum? That's what I want to know.
It was either magna.
Magna or
had
soon.
I known that at Ohlone College, your junior college grades actually get factored into your upper GE classes, I would not have skated by with low C's to finish off junior college.
Oh.
And would have gotten magnum cum, because it was all A's.
So you only cum laude, soon.
Yeah, whatever the lowest.
Which I think is what I got from the Chinese food place the other day. Yes. Kum Lao Tsung. Oh, so good with the broccoli and the sauce. With the, they put cashews.
So you guys met
Who puts cashews and things? Other than Oriental.
San Francisco State. The first thing we ever said to each other, which I actually didn't admit to him until I'd known him for quite some time.
The class was Geology of National Parks.
Yeah, and we had just heard that the San Andreas Fault, in fact, would not break California off into the ocean.
It runs just on the
coast outside. Coast of California will not be an island. You'll be Todd.
So he brought in the reference to the first.
I asked the teacher. Look, I just want to.
That's your first mistake. You called him teacher.
Teacher.
I said he's a professor.
He's a woman. She wasn't a professor. She was a professor's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Snap.
That's what I want to be. Yeah,
the class had a lab, so I should have. So I go, teacher, let me ask you something here. I just want to know if Lex Luthor put a bunch of nukes along the San Andreas Fault.
When you say, so you're not worried about Lex Luthor, you're worried about Lex Luthor, which is his distant cousin?
Yes, Lex Luthor.
Because he's real. He's the actual person that Lex Luthor is based on?
You're right. Okay. And you're right. And I'm sorry, he did change his name, Lex Swifter, if he put a bunch of nukes.
Well, he got tired of all the bad press from the Luthor movies.
That's right.
He's like, I don't even look like Gene Hackman.
He's a good
Kevin
guy.
Spacey, maybe.
I'm angry.
Would California fall off into the Pacific Ocean?
And
before the teacher could react, I get a zinger from across the room. I don't even hear who it is. We're packed. 35 people in the room.
I didn't see him. He didn't see me. I had no idea who had said it.
I get one of these from across the room.
Oh, what did I say? I said,
and then Superman will fly around the world backwards and turn back time and save Lois Lane, you stupid
And the whole class laughed really hard, and I did not mean it to be like as mean as it sounded. And it wasn't until he and I ended up in the backseat of a car with him for 8 solid hours from San Francisco.
I was really hoping this was going in a different direction. Yeah. It wasn't until we were bumping uglies that I realized I loved him.
The class
and I was wrong.
For those of you who have never gone to college yet, Michael Burke, you will find that your one, I don't know how old he is, you'll find that 25? Your one science class needs a lab, and it's usually a 3-hour lab at the end of a Friday, but
in the middle of the day on a Friday.
It's a one-unit lab, stupid. But it takes 3 hours on a Friday. So it's bullshit. We didn't have a lab.
So we
it was
to go
a five-day, four-night trip to Death Valley! Death, California's National Park!
This should have been the beginning.
I know.
So
why did we start here?
I get stuck in the back seat of this car.
And
it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not a morning person. Also, may I mention, I am 10 years older than this man. Child.
Which one?
The professor
Child.
Or the professor's boyfriend?
The professor's girlfriend was an idiot.
Oh.
Why was the professor's girlfriend teaching this class?
I don't know.
Because it was the lab.
Well, you see, Kevin.
But I don't understand.
The way it works is when you go to a state college is not San Jose State University, sometimes professors will use their power to lure younger co-eds into opening their vaginas for them to insert sometimes a penis, sometimes a digit or two.
Didn't your wife teach at San Jose State?
Yeah. How do you think I banged on college teacher?
So I couldn't believe my
rotten
look.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
I was stuck in the back of seat of this car with this kid that wouldn't stop talking and spitting
talking
in my face.
What? He was
and,
spitting?
Well, he was
Constantine?
It was Constantine at 7 o'clock in the morning with 2 bags of teriyaki beef jerky.
Oh, that's
cool. He wouldn't stop eating and talking at high speeds. He was so excited to be alive.
Well, because this was the closest he'd ever been to a female.
right.
And to be honest,
in the backseat of a car.
Again,
to be
honest, right.
for those of you who don't know, I have a mental disorder known as Asperger's syndrome. That
really?
I didn't know at the time.
She didn't know at the time.
I was incredibly cruel.
Wow, this whole story is making you break bad.
Yeah.
So now,
what is Hamburger syndrome?
Hamburgers is no what? Oh,
Asperger.
No Asperger. It's like cellulite.
Burgers.
His ass looks like a burger before it's cooked.
It's basically an aptitude for social interaction and stuff.
Really? That surprises me.
Well, the thing is,
no, because when I met this guy, first time I met, when we were comedy sports players, we went to go see a movie. Jeff took us out to a movie, I think, on a Tuesday night.
Yes. Right.
And there was a girl going through the concession.
Yes!
It was like a buffet concession line. There was a girl going through there by herself. And so Costa like goes in and he goes, just goes up to her and he goes, hey, what are you doing? What are you going to see? And she's like, oh, I'm going to see whatever.
He still does that.
Whatever movie. And he's like, oh, all right. Well, we're going to this one. You want to sit together? What do you know? And she's like, And then her boyfriend like, comes up.
That's exactly how I ended up in the car with him. He said to me, "Do you have a ride to Death Valley?" And I go, and he goes, "Great, you're riding with me." And I was like, I don't
understand.
Now we know how they ended up being married.
Sounds like a convenience. Like I've always marveled at your bravery.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Okay, but what does it mean?
Can somebody reach across and punch him in the face?
You're capable of judging social situations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's
fascinating. Go on.
Can I ask what's the worst example that this brought? Like, what is the thing that you've done that is the most socially unacceptable?
Thing about it is, as you get older, your brain for those people who know what it is, your brain works around it and it doesn't go away, but you learn how to deal with it.
On Boston Legal have this the weird guy that
Hands
splits between two.
He has Asperger and Tourette's.
But he becomes like a nasty verbal guy, and then
he has to adopt care. His Asperger is what gives him tics like with his hands and stuff that, which is the Tourette's. But the Asperger is comes from his inability to process social situations.
Got it.
And then William Shatner?
No. Oh, it's another guy who was the show's canceled. But anyway, he had multiple levels to it or whatever.
On that show.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So fascinating. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know what? Funny.
By the way, he just took that slap on the shoulder as you making love.
Right.
We had sex.
Yes.
If you want to check out, I took a class from. Tom Clark was another stand-up, and I have a 5-minute video on YouTube if you want to check it out. I did some stand-up, and my wife
That's
is on
the
that same
point.
Yeah, my wife is on.
Was that on your little handy sheet there, my friend?
No.
Creator of sequels?
No.
Next time we should look up Talking Point on Google.
I'm going to research it.
Let's do that.
So, just
it's like a social situation.
Just go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Constantine with a K and an E on the end. Last name Anthony, and you'll
with
pop
an
up.
A and a Y on the end.
That's right.
Just to make sure you're clear.
A at
of course.
The beginning.
Or you can look up.
There's a lot of words in this one, so forgive me.
Constantine, part 1, 10/14/06. It's you. It's you in front of a piano. That's Costa. That's Costa, part 1. My bad. Here's
Yanni.
The one. This is the one we were looking for.
The other Greek guy.
This just says Constantine.
Type in my last name.
He gets it wrong.
Oh, you just said type in Constantine.
Constantine
with a K.
Anthony. No, A.
He was
A and Y.
With a Y at the end.
Kevin even made a joke about it.
It's true. It was a hilarious joke.
It was pretty funny.
Apparently, you zone out when Kevin starts.
Let me explain something.
Okay.
I have, many people may or may not be aware, I have a don't give a shit burger syndrome.
That's not true.
Does that come with bacon?
Yes. In my world, it does.
So much about everything.
I know, but I
your
want
heart
to not.
Your is so large, you could you're, fit a rainforest in it.
You're the exact opposite of Asperger.
Johnny off the spot?
No.
No.
But that's funny.
But look at that, too. Look at
stop
that.
Stop plugging in.
Something corporate, Constantine just, Live.
Oh, that's the band. Type in my last name.
I put Constantine Anthony YouTube.
No, Constantine Anthony, go to YouTube and type it. Who are you? Oh, God.
How are we doing on time?
Who cares about every single Constantine?
If you click on mine, you can also see my wife's do her stand-up.
All right,
and it's funny.
We're just about out of time.
I took the same class.
Thank you very much.
I took the same class, and I got out of my shell, and I did 5 minutes of stand-up. It was really scary. I didn't throw up or pee my pants in front of anyone.
So you bomb then? Is that what you're saying?
No, people laughed. People. The weird thing is, people will laugh at places where you're like, but that's not the joke.
No, that's the funny part.
They laughed at my first sentence, and it was like,
what was your first sentence?
I'm a woman of a certain age.
Nice.
And they thought that was
Zing!
Funny.
Like, did you say the words, I'm a woman of a certain
age? Our next comic, he performs in a show called The Sequels. Improvised
sequels
to your favorite movie.
This is some guy who stole your format.
And Kevin!
And your fucking name. Holy shit.
Mr. Constantine Anthony. Give it up for him.
David Cross bringing you to the stage. Look at that.
That's scratchy. That's weird. I don't know why.
What's with the vest?
Of course, I'm easily confused.
Unprofessional.
If you know me, I'm very easily confused, actually. Why can't everything just be black and white? Right?
Racial.
Well, that make it easy. Black and white. Yes or no? Good or bad? Coke or Pepsi? You know, Obama or McCain?
Hey.
Yeah, see, that's a slow crowd.
There it is. There
black
it is.
Or white.
All right, save the rest for them to watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. You gotta,
it's 5 minutes long.
I didn't know that we had to wait for your YouTube release.
So this is the point I wanted to make about when I met.
Oh, black or white.
He
gets please tell
it.
Me you're serious. You winked at me, you beautiful son of a bitch. This beautiful son of a bitch winked at me. Oh, my God. Oh, that was hot.
All right.
He didn't even do it. He didn't even do like a full wink. He did like wink. He did squinty eye laugh wink. Oh.
Me and Megan did not see the wink. He's good.
He
was an old man.
I almost kissed you. All right. Sorry, Megan. No.
I don't even remember my
You did stand up.
You were saying you did stand up, and then we interrupted with your.
No,
you
I was
know.
Going back to when he and I met.
Oh, yeah. So
he has Asperger's.
What was I, 21? 20, 21? Oh, I was crazy. Mm. Oh, mm-hmm.
For 8 solid hours. And and the bizarre thing
did
was.
Did you fall in love with him?
I totally did.
Did you really?
I didn't know it, but I was just like, I didn't even notice it. Everyone else around us was always like, you're the cutest couple. And I would go, no. I'm with someone and I'm 10 years old. We're not a couple. We're not a couple. And this went on for about 4 years.
Because then he moved down here and you came down later.
Well, she moved down here before me, but I didn't know that.
We moved down separately. Yeah. And I broke up with the person I was with for 8 years. He and I broke up, and then I moved here, and then he moved here separately.
She was engaged when I met her.
That is not a talking point.
Oh.
And we don't want to plug that. And but here's the beauty.
She left him at the altar.
His website is.
His website. Justin was winking furiously. Furiously!
here's the random thing.
He'd been doing it for at least a minute. Me and Kevin and Megan were all yelling at each other.
He'll look at me.
It was crazy winking.
He'll look at me.
It's adorable.
That was awesome.
And so he calls me to hang out, and then Constantine calls me to hang out, and he's a complete jerk to me, and he leaves. I
was
leave.
Costa. The fiancé. No, the fiancé was a jerk.
It was Costa. No, the fiancé and I were broken up and weren't speaking to one another, and he leaves. And I say to him, listen, are we ever going to hang out again? And he goes, nah, I don't think so. And he takes off, and I thought, you know.
Does she do a better impression of me than I do of her?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Up top.
Wink, wink.
Mate.
And,
you're not supposed to say wink when you wink.
It's an audio medium. Yes, she is. The only reason I didn't is because I knew it would get a bigger laugh if when everybody saw me going. But if
you
I was going, wink, wink, wink,
just now.
I can only either talk about winking or actually wink.
You just sort of like dipped your head. Your eyes stayed open. They didn't even close. Like, wink,
wink, wink. I don't have to do it. I'm telling you I'm doing it.
It's an audio medium.
Eyes, eyes, eyes.
The eyes have it.
Talk, 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 talk. Talk, 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 talk. Joke.
Regret, regret, regret.
So callback, segue.
Beautiful and bizarre about this story is that I don't think he and I are ever going to be friends again. And then he texts me to go out for hot chocolate or something like that. Aww. No big deal.
I was a grown up.
However, I get a.
Did you say I'm going to go get hot chocolate? You can come if you want to.
I assume
that mentioned that the liger is your favorite animal.
I assume that he was dating another girl named Megan, and he accidentally clicked on my name.
The weirdest thing is though, Megan spells her name M-A-G-E-N. Very hard. To
I
confuse.
Don't spell it that way. My mother spells it because she was 19 when she had me and didn't know how to spell Megan.
Oh, that's true.
So
it's hard to learn at that age.
Please do not be a teen mother.
She did not
ever.
Know how to spell Megan.
I just got this shot. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. I love her so much. What are you gonna name her? Megan. It's my favorite name. I love it. Okay, this isn't spelled right. Why did they put this on the card? It's M-E-G-E-N. What kind of retarded nurse works here spells my baby's name? I'll fix that right now.
Add a couple J's.
in a queue. That's how it's meant to be. It's a biblical name.
So I've been down to L.A. to visit Constantine at his apartment that Kevin lives in also. Yeah. And I get a message from my ex-fiance, and he says, guess what? I finally found an apartment in Hollywood. I'm so excited. Great. Where do you live? He gives me the address, and I said, you are kidding me.
What? He moved in across the street.
Oh, across the street.
The fiance randomly that we were talking about?
Had wow nothing the to do year with anything.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And he lives moved across in across the street.
Yeah. Does he still live there now?
No. He only moved out a few months ago. He'd been there for years.
Was he in the one with the pool? Did we see him bathing out there?
I think he's one more down.
One more.
So you're talking about the guy who was always sitting outside your building with the boombox up in the air wearing the trench coat, mm-hmm, playing the song?
Oh, that
playing,
dude.
Playing the Depeche Mode song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, Peter Gabriel.
Oh, that's all good.
No one will know.
Wow. Red Rain.
In your eyes. The light, the heat.
I never, ever got a chubby to that song. Yes. Much sexier.
What?
What?
What's the sexiest song? What's the sexiest song you guys have ever
done? That's the one from Done It To?
Darkwing Duck.
At least wanted to do it.
Made out to. Then you could have.
Probably something by Bare Naked Ladies.
Because they're naked? Is that why you think it's hot?
Did you look at me? Yeah.
Play my
Chickeny China, the Chinese.
Play my closer.
Your, Chinese chicken.
Here we go. This is the...
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was born welcome in 1971. To the I'm 37 years old.
Welcome to the Constantine Naked Hour. We're gonna have some.
Really? You think it's gonna be an hour? Really?
Really? Well, the hour is when I wake up.
That's our fun. We're gonna actually end with this because I think it's funnier. I hope this is right. Play the right song, you jerks.
Please be sexy.
There's something playing.
I don't know if this is right, but I hope it is. Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna have you guys on again so that we can hear more about them together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure this is Constantine's worst song in the world.
What?
We had Euros.
We had Euros.
We had Euros for lunch, for dinner, that's
I
right.
I almost forgot to say that.
408-228-4911. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so do you and me. Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Don't take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
I would make love to everything that was done.
What are you guys doing late?
I'm making love, so they might be trying to actually fly
for an hour.
I actually fly to the Concords because they're the nice new
I'll take, yeah, with the do you feel the credits rolling?
I love our new thing of talking over the song.
Which I'm pretty sure.
Well, I turned them all up because
singing it alone.
I didn't want you to feel like you were by yourself. We can just open it up again and do a two-parter.
You know, the ice monster was winking the entire time, but he just didn't say it.
That was
tear ducts were frozen. My favorite part. You and me. A Pepsi throwback.
So take me back to Constantinople.
That was so gay. I can't believe
you guys said
that. Why did Constantinople get the works?
Is he not
that's
gay?
Nobody's I was business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Okay, bye.